Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hear ye, hear ye. We are back for this week's Swolecast. I am back for this week's Swolecast. I appreciate all the comments while I was away last week. Listen to the show, and it was just a very uplifting show. People really singing my praises. It was a positive work environment. So thanks to the three hosts that are on with me today. We're going to look forward to this week, though, with all the injury news. We've got a lot to cover, and we're just going to keep it rolling on the heels of Pete's Justin Fields call last week. We are expecting more big winners, so stick around. It's a Swolecast here at RotoGrinders.com.
Can you hear the static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
All right, welcome in. David Kitchen here alongside Tuttle, who's rocking just an amazing background picture of I think Sammy made the same joke that Cal Spears did in a private message, which was basically the croc picture of me and super, you know, right beside of the Siege shoes on the golf course.
I was going to say, are these now the most iconic photos in DFS alongside Siege?
I don't think so. I think Siege still the top. Maybe people not understanding my shoes when we were in New York.
The dirty shoes. Yeah.
Yeah, those were pretty iconic.
So Crocs are in for sure. I don't get like what's this attachment though? I don't get the attachment.
That you know, so you can go in sport mode.
It's a little bored ape, like no,
it's like it goes on the back. But Tuttle, do you know how I got those? Those are Better Collective sent me those because I walked 200 steps in a month, and they did like whoever walked the 200 steps, they pulled out names, and you could either buy sunglasses. And there was a running joke about Crocs, and I was like, yeah, I'll do it for the bit, and then I put them on, and the bit became reality. So
no Crocs are. I mean, I got my Crocs on right now. I mean,
you don't. House, then why do you
show us? Like, give the foot fetishes. Oh wow!
Yeah, can you like tap on the Crocs on the?
Wait, are or, socks like, with Crocs? Where I've never worn Crocs in my life, but do you wear socks with them? Isn't the breathable nature supposed to be no socks?
It's more comfortable. I mean, I just use them as house shoes.
Okay, he's in Wisconsin.
I do think the kids wear the socks with them.
Though. Yeah, they do. I saw them. Like in the airport last week, I saw a couple guys with Crocs and like who just like kind of did the you know the Jeep driver.
you did a Croc head wave.
Yeah, like real recognized real. I also got noticed three times at Disney World last week. They were by parents of kids that go to my daughter's school, but still it still counts. So yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. Got to see Cameron, who's now from, you know, now works with Underdog, got to hang out with him, got to go to Disney, go to the beach, and now I'm back. We're back to just grinding on this slate today.
Were you getting the VIP treatment from Cam, head of the, you know, the VIP program? Yeah. You put, you know, tens of dollars in play on Underdog this summer, and then you were reaping the rewards there on that boat.
Yes. And he bought pizza for us too. So
me
and family. Girls got to swim in the pool. Like it was definitely the VIP treatment and lots of laughs. Davis was texting Cam at like 8 o'clock on Friday night to try to get hooked up. Like that's how Cam is hustling, and B, Davis just has no boundaries at all when it comes to people's work-life balance.
So Cam and I got a deal on Underdog as part of their Top Dog program to deposit for Pick'ems, but my deposit bonus was $1,000 given as a free bet, but my limits in college football were only $500, so I needed to have my limits raised to $1,000.
Wow. So are you saying this isn't a Davis influencer bonus? This is you as a high volume pick'em grinder player.
It is because Cam and I have known each other for a long time, and he texted me the deal, and I was like, I'll be in a legal state, sure. And he knows there's not really much better of a person to get on your line than me in terms of a donating program, because I do love to donate to my friends at Underdog.
This rewards program talk has me think, what's the deal? I see outrage over DraftKings now. I need the TLDR on that one.
What do you
people mean? Were trying to game the crown system again.
Oh, they right? Nuked it even further. So they've nuked, not only did they nuke it by
nerfed
doing,
it or nuked it,
they nuked it. I mean, the way the crown system works now, it's basically not even a rewards program. Like you just like, you know, it's horrible. But what they did, Tuttle, is now they sent a message in the app yesterday that you're not even going to have a mission every single day. Your mission, you're not even going to have it. It's just going to be sometimes.
Well, so I think that was because people were like trying to game it somehow with best ball contests.
Like
was the gist of what I kind of saw.
I saw the Smith tweet that was inferring that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's kind of funny, right? Like not to bash on
it's actually system. Not funny. It's actually bullshit.
Davis,
do
you still open up your tabs every day to the missions tab on DraftKings?
I do my mission every single day. I do the Iron Man for every sport. I am in there. I am in the arena, and DraftKings is telling me people like me, you know, we don't like you. Which
fair, the way they worded that message, you individually might still have a challenge or a mission every day if you weren't trying to game the system with.
Sure.
I don't know how the system was being gamed, but that's basically what I saw implied was that it was.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely believe that. It's just, I don't know, it's very annoying. All right, Dave. Before we get to Overzet's overview, let's close the loop on our weight loss challenge.
Like begging me for my weight loss numbers and just a little desperate.
Well, so the one that I did in the Deposit Kingdom with Easy and Keegs, I got it. Hats off to Mr. Keegs. Lost, I think, 56 pounds in 4 months. Just absolutely got after it. Beat me by 0.9%. And so taking that L there.
So how much weight did you lose?
I went from 184 to 155. So that is 16.1%, I believe.
Yeah. Davis, that's not healthy. I should not even reward you. I should not even reward you for putting your body through that.
To be honest, after the first month, I think I really did not have disordered eating habits. I just was eating whole foods and drinking a ton of water. But it wasn't like at the first at the to begin it, it was definitely disordered eating. It was definitely like not healthy, but I got into a good groove.
Only Kitchen could lose a weight loss challenge and spin it as his opponent being unhealthy with how well they were doing with the challenge.
It's not well, right? Like if you're punishing your body, like that's what my main goal is. I knew I was probably going to lose this when Davis would not agree to a longer term bet. It was just short term. My goal was just to get back in a healthy routine. And I did that. So I lost 28 pounds. And for me, that was good. Obviously, is not going to be as good as like 16% of my body weight. But
well, you already clawed back $50 week one, the Puka versus Tutu.
So I'll get to you. But I do want to say, you know, it was get
to me. You can send me ETH if that would make you feel better.
No, I'll just after the show, just give me your Venmo and I'll, you know, have to take away from my girls' college accounts to pay you. It's fine. I think I'm still up by our last bet too. Weight loss bet. Cause it was like 500 or something.
It was 500 last time. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, this was good. This is what I wanted to happen. It basically like, this was the Ozempic that I needed, is Davis challenging me to a weight loss challenge. So, and that did actually cross my mind to take it Ozempic because like,
so we ruled in the one with Keegs and Easy, we ruled Ozempic out. We said not allowed.
Yeah. But I'm going to continue losing though. This feels good.
You should do the 75 hard.
That's just too hard for me. Do the swole 60. Okay. Let's get on to the overview for this slate. Let's just dive right into it, Peter.
Got that dog in a butt. Got that dog in a butt. Represent over you. Come on.
All right. Yes. As you guys can all tell, David Kitchen is back from vacation. Apparently, he was trying to extend the trip in hopes of instigating a fan sighting. That never ended up occurring. Apparently, his wife Holly had to pull him off the streets late one night, found him screaming, "Whoa, is that Soccer Dave?" to himself over and over there in Florida. The reviews did flood in from last week's Soccer Dave-less episode. One viewer said, "Get rid of the new guy, knows too much ball, was really disappointed with all of the actionable info." So, you know, shout out to Rob for filling in and nuking the appeal of the show of just being really piss poor info and poor hosting. Welcome back, by the way, Dave.
Thank you.
Normally, I would say the Swolecast is a place to come for levity and laughs, but unfortunately, the burden we carry as the premier and only first look show in the industry leaves no room for goofs and yucks. So we are going to get back on the straight and narrow this week. DFS Twitter spent the whole week debating whether Devon Achane was 4% too popular in GPPs. Apparently, people said DFS is dying. Based on the discourse, it is alive and well, fellas. As we mentioned earlier, if you guys didn't hear, DraftKings is altering how they do their missions. And they released a courtroom sketch of the culprit. And he had long flowing hair and a dirty mustache. Yeah, it was very similar to the Carolyn Ellison courtroom sketches that are going around on crypto Twitter right now with the SBF trial.
Saw a great tweet that said, "I'm starting to think the courtroom sketch artist got scammed on FTX."
Yeah, they're so savage. They look like Salvador Dali paintings. All right, Mr. Tuttle is with us today, but once again, he has to leave early. He keeps shifting up the hard out 5 minutes each week so that by week 13, it'll just be a five-minute cameo appearance on the show. We're definitely on to you, Tuttle. And half the league got hurt in week 5, and a bunch of our favorite rookies are on IR now, and everyone is depressed. So back to you, Dave. Lift up our spirits and guide us through this week 6 slate.
Yeah, we will. That's the thing. I was going to ask you guys about your mental state after all these injuries with like best ball. I don't know. Like it just seems like everyone that contributed to any sort of ROI right now, currently winning, they're all just injured. And yeah, so
I'm unwell.
So you're going to have like a rebalancing act over the next few weeks.
And well, it just feels very annoying to have been so right about Devon Achane to the point that I said that
Well, he could still.
If I was dead, he would have no fans left on this earth. And then
even though you were late to the H-head, that tweet still tilts me so much.
And then to have it, but just to have it, you know, taken away from you, it feels unjust.
He could be though, like the best ball Moses, right? The one that helps lead you to the promised land, but doesn't actually like do anything in the promised land. Also, I did want to mention that I'm top 100 in the drafters.
Wow, good for
million
you,
dollar man. Lineup. So,
wow,
that lineup has a chance.
Drafters gonna be putting you on a boat, giving your kids some pizza here soon too. It sounds.
I had some good drafters teams as well, but they are all Devin Achane, Tutu Atwell teams. So I have a feeling I know where those are going.
This was a
one best ball take.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I just gonna say one best ball take that might age well is like the pairing Achane with Jeff Wilson.
Yeah.
Jeff Wilson back at practice today, and by the way, 4,300 on DraftKings this week.
Yeah, I ran just the model for FanDuel this week, and it gave me one Miami player, Waddle. So maybe he is back on track. But this Miami offense, it just was unfair with Achane, so who knows?
Wait to see how good they look once they get Leonard Fournette in there. It is just going to be body blows left, right, and center, bud.
Okay, let's get started with quarterbacks and just the overview of games that you might be targeting, Davis.
Well, the interesting thing is that you're going to have to decide on the Dolphins stuff, right? You know, we don't know about Jeff Wilson Jr. It is actually a very similar matchup to what they had last week, a team that's just not going to be able to put up any element of a fight. Do you think you're going to see a lot of Adam Thielen next week, you know, the Tua Tyreek Thielen lineups they build themselves. I am really looking at Trevor Lawrence against the Colts as just like, how can Trevor Lawrence keep running this bad? Either Trevor Lawrence is the most unlucky quarterback in the history to play the game, or he might actually stink more than you know, his supporters want him to believe. We got Dobbs at 5,200. Minshew in the revenge game. I do think a leverage play might be Jalen Hurts against the Jets, because he's still going to be the highest projected guy by, I don't know, 4 or 5 points. And the Jets defense is fine, but like, Jalen Hurts he's really the only elite fantasy quarterback going here, unless you want to sell yourself on what, Pete, what do you think the Fields DJM combo is going to be this week against the Vikings? Is that going to be this generation's Mahomes Kelsey?
It is, because the bringbacks on Minnesota are mispriced. And so people are going to play one of Addison or Osborne and then do a skinny stack of Fields with Moore, Fields with Kmet. I think it's going to get out of control. And like, even looking at the Battle Royale early ADP, DJ Moore's going right after Cooper Kupp, like in these drafts right now. I mean, people are frothy for this Bears team. And so I think you're completely onto something there. He's going to be very popular.
Yeah. Pete, as far as your preferred taste for quarterbacks this week, Justin Fields is on the slate.
I love Matthew Stafford here at home, 6,100. Basically impossible to get both Kupp and Nacua in at their prices, but I think playing one of them with Stafford, you can always double it with Tutu or Higbee if you want. Don't even need to force the bring back with the Cardinals, but we just saw them get lit up by Chase. They're giving up all kinds of production to wide receivers. So I love this spot for the Rams. And if you want to go cheap, I mean, the Washington Commanders have the highest pass rate over expectation in the league right now. Sam Howell at 5,500, absolutely slinging it. You're going to get turnovers. You're going to take some sacks, but he can absolutely get there at that price tag.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, Stafford is fun. What about T-Law after last week's game against the Colts?
I did literally just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Davis talked. Aren't you guys afraid of the jet lag or?
Oh yeah, coming back. They now live.
I mean, it's kind of true. I'm surprised.
Yeah,
stayed there for 2 whole weeks, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a real thing. I am surprised that Dave literally did not lead this segment though with the Gardner Minshew revenge game. Like Dave feels like the exact type of person to just totally buy in on Gardner Minshew, just like normie NFL Network viewer to like, this guy, he's the future of the franchise.
No, Dave's more of a DTR guy, so he can say he was directionally accurate on Deshaun Watson.
I thought we were going to get the DJ Walker and cash take.
Gardner is fine. It just looked like that offense with him last week was just like short passes, not a lot downfield, grinding. Colts offense is what it is. I'd rather have probably like Dobbs than Minshew and pair him with someone sexy. Tuttle.
Have we made it this far with nobody saying anything about Hurts?
I just talked about Hurts for like a whole minute.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a whole minute. Talk about, because people are going to be. Because,
yeah, people are talking about this matchup. And this whole tush push thing is legit, right? Right into the end zone.
Have you heard about this? The brotherly shove. Have you heard about this? People are talking about this. What are we doing? Jay Leno bits?
Yeah, I don't know.
Brotherly shove about, name but... tilts me so much. And this is from a guy who willingly says tushy pushy, but brotherly shove makes me angry.
The thing that tilts me is how boomers believe that this play should be outlawed when every other team tries it and they don't even get close. I mean,
dude,
these other teams try it. And I mean, it looks laughable.
Even worse, watch it. Watch college football teams.
College football teams try.
Oh my gosh.
It's awful. People were
shouting out the Luke Altmaier over that I gave out last week. They tried it twice, I think. Just so bad.
The Bengals tried it four times with Joe Mixon at the goal line last week. It didn't work either.
So bad.
I think that Monday night game, they started running jet sweeps instead. Like whenever they would see someone pinching in. It is just a thing that they do, but like it is so annoying if you have Swift or any, you know, decent running back when they get on the one, you're just like, or even just anyone really on the Eagles, because you know they're not getting any points. It's just going to hurt. Nick Ferd says, shout out to the Altmaier call, won me $700.
That's a thanks to DB. I haven't gotten pinged by DB yet to tell me any of my projections are off, but
he's in Vegas at the G2E conference. So,
oh, that makes sense. I haven't seen as much of him, but yeah, Hurts. What aggregate runs or aggregate builds before the show? He's showing up in like 5% of them. He's gonna be, I think, pretty low owned because of the price tag, because people are scared of the matchup. This could be completely anecdotal, but last year they kind of used spots like these to run up the score, right? Like if the offense is clicking, they're a team that doesn't really let off the gas.
They did sometimes.
I'm really confident on that. Beginning of last season for sure.
In the fourth quarter against the Cowboys last year, I know they took their foot off the gas, but that was later on.
It is what it is. But yeah, I think he's a fairly decent option here. Hurts, man, can we get like the is this a Jimmy G revenge game? Can it be?
He's so bad, man.
He's bad, but like we know that how concentrated the targets are, right?
Yeah,
with Jacoby and Devontae, New England secondary is not nearly as good as this year.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I don't really want to play Jimmy G.
Just play like Adams and Jacobs or Myers and Adams, and then play Sam Howell. Like just run him out there as the stack without the quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know if I.
What about my own? We haven't even mentioned this. Bengals Seahawks game. Any love of going back to Joe Burrow? It sounds like
that's gonna be popular.
Against is gonna play, but yeah. He looked good.
I do think that'll end up being a pretty popular spot. I mean, Lawrence Ridley Downs is kind of my preferred starting point. Looking at stuff right now,
and I think like not to move us over to wide receivers, but when you see Chase, you know, 7K cheaper than Kupp and much cheaper than Tyreek Hill, people are going to love to go back to that Burrow Chase stack.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's going to be probably the most popular stack.
The Dolphins are playing a winless Carolina team, but Tua's second as far as in price. It's just, it feels like despite what they've done, he's going to be a tournament play this week.
Yeah. Panthers, it is interesting, right? Because Panthers have given up more production on the ground. And yet the Dolphins can score so quickly. I think one thing that's interesting, the Giants could not push them at all last year. They were a dumpster fire last week. I actually think Carolina's played pretty plucky in the fourth. They keep throwing. Thielen, DJ Chark have gotten in the box, even in garbage time.
I mean, Thielen has gotten so much garbage time, love, in these losses.
So that
cares. Adam Thielen cares about your fantasy team. In the fourth quarter, catching touchdowns in two-score games. I mean, you can't coach that level of grittiness from Thielen.
Well, what the theme is no bringbacks, right? So just jam Miami. The theme this season is the Sims are saying no bringbacks. So
Thielen will break it. He's broken everything. He will break the Sims on
Thielen is for sure. I mean, Thielen is just going to straight up be a play anyways. Like, you know, people are just going to want to play him for $5,900 because he's been like an $8,000 wide receiver up until this point. So I'm going to guess he just gets a little, like, he'll be owned in non-Miami stuff. He'll be owned in Miami stuff. And the Sims, I guess it's Wednesday afternoon, so I haven't quote unquote run them yet, but I think he's gonna be a popular sim guy anyway.
I feel like this is another anecdotal take here with Tua. I stacked that game because I had to put my money behind the terrible take of the week, which was Waller and the Giants, and didn't go over very well. Waller did well.
Fine.
Daniel Jones did not do very well. I needed a touchdown out of him to min cash, basically. But anecdotally, they were trying to jam the ball to Waddle once they got into the red zone. Like, they were really trying.
That was the pick six, was forcing it to Waddle.
Four targets in the end zone for Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, they were really trying to get him involved, I think. And because he's overpriced for what he is at this point in time, but that kind of makes him a good tournament play.
Jalen Waddle is a great example of how DFS is dead, because a guy with his scoring profile this like 5 years ago would have just been like so unowned, and now it just every week he's 10%. I got a hard out at 115, so let's build a DraftKings lineup.
All right, if you any like initial optimizer builds are gross, it feels like, this week.
Wait until you get Jeff Wilson Jr. in there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because wide receivers is just gross. So you're paying like $5,000 for these mid receivers.
Yeah, there's not a Wandale or Michael Wilson. KJ Osborne
at 4.4, but even
and Downs.
KJ Osborne, if you watch him play, he tilts you because he
literally ducked out of the way of a touchdown against the
Chiefs. He can be so bad. It's he and Zay Jones kind of similar as far as like, I don't know how they keep getting production. They're so frustrating to watch. They can be really good or really bad. All right, let's start with you, Tuttle. You get first pick.
I mean, I'll go with the Waddle pick then. You guys can decide if you want to make it a stack or not. I'll just take Waddle.
DK says, aren't you worried about the Claypool direct snaps?
Have you thought about it? What if they just
what is the thought here with Claypool? What's the
he's 3K.
Yeah,
he won't be active. I think their thought is that just more speed is good, and maybe they can turn him into kind of like a third, fourth wide receiver who's like big and can be in red zone packages and stuff like that. That would be my thought.
Who has better rest of season, Van Jefferson or Chase Claypool?
Van Jefferson.
Claypool.
here's the thing. Claypool could be better in one game.
You're right.
And Van Jefferson could literally play like the rest of the season. And
we already saw Robbie Chosen score in garbage time for the Dolphins. There's going to be far more garbage time for the Dolphins.
And part of me also, like the way they're force feeding Waddle, part of me thinks that they would want to make Claypool look good, because then it makes them look good, you know, just from like a selfish standpoint. Like, if we can make the guy stand out that couldn't work out other places, it makes us look better. Which it seems like they could just do that with a sack of potatoes right now in that offense. Anyone that has any sort of speed. All right. So we got Waddle. Davis?
I'll go with Roschon Johnson at, what is 4,600 against the Minnesota Vikings. That
are you going to put out a global swap to Deontay Foreman? If
isn't he still in concussion protocol?
He's got 10 days. Freiermuth cleared it in 10 days last week.
I'm just asking if you'll issue the global swap if he doesn't.
Nope. When you play this lineup in cash, you are taking this under your own advisement. Play this at your own risk. But Roschon is a stone cold layup.
What about Friend Tech key holders? Get the global swap alert.
Yes. Yeah. The seven people left who hold my Friend Tech key.
Okay. Hold up. Raise your hand if you played the second half showdown last Thursday after. And saw the injuries, so you jammed in Khalil Herbert, or you saw the game flow, so you jammed in Khalil Herbert and then Travis Homer into your second half lineups, and then Herbert got injured and Homer didn't play. Only me.
You're the only one raising your hand.
Wow,
no. You. Dave, I was driving.
You're not raising your hands.
I was driving, or else I probably would have been in there as long. As well as flash drafts, because that's when you also enter flash drafts. It's right when you see the injury. You know who's around? I'm just thinking of potential swaps. Well, you got Gibson at 4,500 in that game. Gibson has been so frustrating this year. It just seems like he could go off if there is no Brian Robinson, saying that as a bag holder. But also, Keontae Ingram, does he still have a neck injury, or is he?
Yes.
Okay. Is he going to be out this week for sure?
Not for sure, but they signed Tony Jones.
Yeah. And they have Damian Williams and Corey Clement on their practice squad.
Yeah. All right.
Dave, were you about to tout Keontae Ingram?
Well, no. I did draft him in a few of my best ball contests. So he's going to tout Kari Blasingame against his old team, the Vikings. No, let's go. I'm just looking at potential swaps around that. If Roschon doesn't play, if Roschon and Khalil don't play, what's the play there for Chicago?
Foreman.
You put Foreman in for 4,400.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll get 15 plus touches.
Derek K says Foreman outscores Roschon if they both play. All right. So we've got Roschon, Waddle. Pete, you're up.
All right. I'm going to put a guy in who's severely mispriced, has more targets than Calvin Ridley, has more routes run than Calvin Ridley, is $1,300 cheaper. Christian Kirk at 54.
Peter is coping on this Wednesday morning.
Coping? Ridley? How am I coping? Ridley's been copium? Awful.
He's been awful, Peter.
So what am I coping?
He's been awful.
I wish I had more Christian Kirk. Maybe that's the cope.
All right, Dave. What are you going to do? Right. What are you going to do to this masterpiece that we're painting right now?
Yeah. I'm going to go cheap at wide receiver. You know, around that 4.4 range, you got KJ Osborne. But you know who you also have? A guy coming off a bye week who I think has some potential, and that's Elijah Moore.
God damn. I thought you were
going to say
it. God. Okay. Users.
Do you know the team total? Listen. For the Browns right now, Dave?
Just ignore him.
They're going to get – watch. They're going to use short passes, and they're going to use Elijah Moore. He's going to get all the targets.
So mute him. Everyone listening, just play Josh Downs instead of Elijah Moore, and it's fine. I will take – or wait, Tuttle, it's you. It's back to you.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Man's looking. Man's thinking.
Oh, I was on mute. I said so we actually took downs there, and that was
nobody responded. Yes, correct. We actually took downs.
Downs is not a bad play either.
Let's go Devontae. Bounce back, Devontae.
Love it.
Back to we the got, four wide receivers. Let's go.
We got Adams, we got Downs. I'm gonna put in Trevor Lawrence as our quarterback. So we have a tight end, a second running back, and a defense left.
All right, Pete.
All right, let's see here. So we didn't get in a Rams wide receiver, which I would have liked to do. Let's go back though to Kyren Williams then and get access to the Rams via Kyren.
I do not hate that. If we go with the Lions defense, we can play Evan Ingram, we can do a double stack at tight end, or we can just punt off at tight end with whoever.
Who's going
to? Kyle Pitts.
Ingram makes sense. If we're going to correlate, Ingram, we have exactly that left.
Yeah, Ingram does make sense.
Seems like Zay Jones still might be out this game too.
Yeah, all right. So we can play the Lions defense. Lawrence, Roshan, Kyren Williams, Jalen Waddle, Christian Kirk, Devontae Adams, Evan Ingram, Josh Downs is the bring back, and the Lions defense and special teams. Just remember, Elijah Moore is not on this team. Just do not play Dorian Thompson-Robinson, second wide receiver, and it'll all be okay.
I'm tossing this in the 5K challenge, DoorDash and Clay Matthews Sunday football series. Everyone can make their 1v1 pivots off of the Elijah Moore. That's the Swolecast version of the free square, which is Kitchen's pick becomes a free square for everyone to put a better pick in.
However, Kitchen's free pick in the past has been Adam Thielen, whoever it was for week one that went off against
it was Puka. You won by Kitchen, 4 points.
Kitchen's kind of been
it was Puka, yeah. So those. Fade all at right. your own risk, really.
Okay.
There was one Puka lover on this show before week one.
Totally.
All right. Let's move on to running backs. Is Christian McCaffrey too expensive, Tuttle?
No.
Okay.
But he's probably not going to be showing up in a lot of builds.
Very hard to get him this week. And
well, that's why I'm saying if you play those mid wide receivers, like you can fit him in, but it just feels gross to have Tank Dell, Osborne in there.
Just from an overall perspective, NFL DFS is so different this year because McCaffrey is really the only running back who is consistently scoring 20 plus fantasy points. And there's been, you know, this wishing from the community that Bijan will become that guy, but it's just not quite there yet. Oof. You know, the role is just
I did
not,
that one last week.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people did. And it's just, you know, the passing game usage is really good, but he's got one carry inside the five. Algier has six already. Like it's just not quite there, which has led to just, you know, it's why people want to play Joe Mixon every single week, which obviously I do not co-sign. To me, it feels like ETN is the best overall running back play this week. And Swift, I mean, just every week Swift is like, he's got this nut role. He's got, I mean, they are giving him some goal line stuff, not as much as like Christian McCaffrey, but he does have a role at the goal line. The goal line's more like the three though, not the one, but pretty much every week when I load up DraftKings.com, I go, okay, how much does Swift cost? And they've not priced him to a level of being uncomfortable yet. And he's got four straight weeks of being a top 15 scoring running back. And I think you could very reasonably argue he's not even scratched the ceiling of what his role is, because he hasn't broken off a long one since the game against the Vikings. But like, that's coming. Like, he's scoring an 80-yard touchdown this year.
I think I'd rather have Jacobs over Swift.
Well, the salaries are not remotely similar, and that's wrong because Jacobs is stinky.
I mean, there it's $900 difference, but I think Josh I'd rather Jacobs work it just, out to have
he's just Raiders Joe Mixon. That is all that Josh okay. Jacobs is.
But literally, like, no one's getting in over Josh Jacobs. And if they're at the one, it's going to be Josh Jacobs getting in.
Aiden O'Connell, they tush-pushed Aiden O'Connell, buddy. They tried it twice with Aiden O'Connell, actually.
I just think Jacobs is a better play than Swift against the Jets.
Probably won't play one player in that game. Probably will be the worst. Maybe a little bit of Adams, but I'm not even that enthused about it. But that is far and away the worst game on the slate.
Okay. Pete? Running back.
We mentioned Jeff Wilson. We should mention Mostert at 6,400. He's going to be a really strong play here, especially if everyone kind of is looking for the salary savings on Jeff Wilson as the way to play that, or going through the passing game. And then the other one name I'll mention, if you're trying to save money this week, Damian Pierce at 5,100, I think is a pretty strong punt play at home versus the Saints. I think he still can give us an explosive play here. Singletary wasn't getting as many of the targets in week 5. So I think there's room for a big Damian Pierce game one of these days.
Can I give a gross take?
That's all you do, Dave. That's all we know from you.
Rashad White at running back.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's that gross.
I thought it would be worse.
It's really not that bad. Golf.
We should probably also mention David Montgomery opposite that, right?
David Montgomery just. I mean, what David Montgomery? How long until he's priced more than McCaffrey? I mean, this guy's the best role in football. And Zonovan Knight just injured his arm, so it's literally down to a 2-man backfield with David Montgomery and Craig Reynolds.
Yeah.
Is Jahmyr Gibbs not playing this week?
He didn't practice today. It doesn't seem great.
Okay.
Man, all right. David Montgomery, some good memories there from years ago where people just hated the guy.
Yeah.
Just hated the guy.
Well, he had that one year where he was like legit useless through 10 or 11 weeks, and then their schedule got good and he just like turned into a bell cow crusher for like 5 games in a row.
What was the I want somebody to tell me who's more in the loop with NFL. Because I saw some sharps. Shout out Ricky D. On Ramondre last week. What was up with that? What's the
final last Hail Mary that
the sharps will sharp themselves on anything, you know?
Okay. One last name for around the same price as Swift on the opposite side, Breece Hall.
Oh yeah. A phenomenally good play. You're having a good show, Dave. You're having a good show.
The lid off. This is what vacation does. You know, you just sort of
rejuvenate,
refresh,
rejuvenate while walking 9 miles at Disney every day.
Are people like sick of playing Mixon? I know he's showing up projecting as one like a really good play, but
they might have reached the point where it was like how Jamar Chase was like 35% double ups last week when he should have been 85%. We might be there with Joe Mixon. The issue is that Joe Mixon legitimately has negative juice. I mean, this is like it's not good. Well,
that's why I couldn't fathom. Like, I have no problem playing Joe Mixon when it's the 5% week and everyone's off of him, but chalk Joe Mixon is just continuously lighting money on fire.
25 attempts last week, 4 targets, caught all of them.
29 expected fantasy points, I believe.
13 fantasy points on DraftKings. Like, that's hard to be that bad with that many touches. All right. Let's get on to receivers. Cheapy wide receivers that you like. Is it Downs, Osborne, Dell, Addison's not really cheap.
Downs, Stone, Jam. I think the issue that you're going to find is that because pricing is kind of bottlenecked, that it'll be a little bit like Wandale last week, where Wandale was like 30% owned and stuff. I think some of the pivots are Shahid and Curtis Samuel look a little bit interesting. Mingo against the Giants. Tyler Boyd is for Peter. I mean, I'll let you do it, but there is a $3,600 wide receiver who plays in the Seattle-Cincinnati game, who was drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. And
I'm not a reliable narrator. I absolve myself of any JSN discourse until his ADOT is larger than 1.2 or whatever.
Oh, gosh. He is 3.6K.
Somebody's algo is pumping out Robert Woods.
Yeah, because
the RG algo.
So Dell is injured, and Robert Woods played all the slot snaps with Mechie and Xavier Hutchinson rotating in on the outside.
He had 9 targets last week, but only caught 3 of them. Man, this Houston offense, though, has been way better than I thought it was going to be for fantasy this year. Like, good on them. Good on CJ Stroud.
This is not a good week for, I mean, last week was like a generational week for punt wide receivers. There's like 6 of them that were viable.
None of them like got in the optimal either, which is even better.
Yeah. I will say because my guess is that Osborne and Addison become very popular this week. If you're going to punt it off, I'd almost rather play
Brandon Powell,
Brandon Powell than like a chalky KJ Osborne and get the 1400 in savings while you're at it.
Yeah. Hard for me to tell if that is 2 giga brain or if it's fine.
Fading KJ Osborne chalk just feels right to me.
Again, kind of the same question as far as Cooper Kupp. What do we do with him this week? Against Arizona.
I'd love to have one of Kupp or Puka in my lineup. I think that's going to be mandatory for me.
What was the participation last week? Oh yeah, that was good.
Oh, all it of was it. Real yeah, good. All it of was it. Good. There was
and that man, first man, drive, he had 5 catches. Like,
yeah, I remember seeing that. I wasn't sure if the, but yeah, 42,
12 targets, dropbacks. 8 catches.
Skoronek played 3 snaps and Van played 2, and now Van's gone. So it's just, I mean, it's what we all thought, which is Puka and Tutu stay on the field and Van goes to 0. And that's exactly
Tutu's an awesome play at 5,100 too.
God, Puka's so high priced.
I know. But like the thing is if I roll out Stafford, I do want to double him and I do not want to play Higbee. So that's going to funnel me to Tutu as my secondary guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Kupp, Chase or Tyreek this week as your top expensive receiver?
Whoever's the least owned.
I've been Kupp, and I think I have like 80% Kupp in my early battle royales. I think he should be going ahead of Chase, and he's not. I think it's a discussion versus Tyreek for sure, but yeah, I think Kupp should be 101 this week.
And I think Chase will be highest owned of the bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reek, and same thing happened kind of last week, right? Like Reek was getting, like everyone was playing Jefferson.
Yep.
Him.
I actually can't think about last week. I made so many mistakes last week. I just fucked
Davis
throw up. I got to stop.
You played Chase.
I almost spit out my coffee when
it's,
I heard
it's literally, I've been playing, I've been playing DFS for over a decade. I think it's actually the dumbest thing I've ever done. I literally think all things considered, it is the also considering the amount of money that I got down, I got a bunch of 109 invites last week and just.
And it's hard to make an egregious mistake at tight end, but you found a way.
Can you imagine people when they opened up their 109 and saw Davis played Irv?
Nick Mencio tweeted this out. Irv Smith Jr. played full snaps, right? Was in there the whole game, was not really subbing out. He is dead last amongst every player in the NFL, every single player in targets per route run.
This does make you, this makes you want to jam him so much this week. All this does is it makes you want to play him this week.
He ran more routes than Tyler Boyd. Ran more routes than Tyler Boyd.
Had played for 2 weeks. No. Comes off and Davis has got to jam this guy in.
I got to get leverage on all the fish playing Tyler Boyd in cash, dude. What, you're playing Johnny Smith? It's Kyle Pitts week, brother.
I love this is Davis's reaction to the Sims giving everyone kind of more of like a cash game, play the best plays vibe in tournaments. Davis is like, I'll bring the GPP angles back.
Cash streets, I played a 0.6% owned guy in cash.
I actually respect that.
All my haters are just like, it was their peak moment. It was like, this guy absolutely knows nothing. So long story short, send me a game on DraftKings this week. I might make another play that stupid. So make sure to reach out.
I saw in the secret chat where they might've been even giving you a hard time for Jamar Chase and you played Chase.
They played bad. The secret chat played bad, but I played worse, so I can't really say anything.
To play Chase though and lose, that has to feel discouraging. I think to have a 50 burger.
Well,
and Dave, lose.
Justin Jefferson got 5 points, so like honestly, in the end, it should have been fine. But it's one of those things where it's just like all you know. Mahomes scores 17 points. Like it just all kind of cumulonimblest its way into taking all my money.
Yeah. All right. Mid-price receivers that you guys like.
I got a flag plant this week. Instead of playing Adam Thielen or Jordan Addison, at what I assume the ownership for those fellas, what do you think combined, Peter? 40% on Addison and Thielen. You have literally two stone nutted options who can outscore those guys combined in Nico Collins at 5,600 and Deebo Samuel at 6,100. Everyone wants to talk about Ayuk with the Browns right now. I actually think there's an argument that Deebo is the better range of outcomes because Deebo can get there on like 5 touches. And I mean, the Nico stuff is self-explanatory. He just like scores a bazillion points every single week and Tank Dell is banged up. He's got like no competition for targets. And these guys are going to be just like invisible to people clicking on DraftKings this week because they're just going to be clicking on Adam Thielen and Jordan Addison instead.
All right.
Can I make the first pick on FanDuel?
We don't do FanDuel anymore.
Yeah, we are. We're doing FanDuel.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, they locked Peter out, dude.
We still need to do it. People have been putting in the comments that they miss it. So we got to do FanDuel. We got to
start with Junior on FanDuel. First
pick. Oh, no.
Yes.
Tuttle. Oh. Dead last in the NFL in targets per route run, brother.
Noise. It's just noise.
4,500, baby. Let me tell you, if Herb Smith Jr. flop legs this week, we might not do the guilt.
Come
cast.
On.
I might actually be too mad. I like actually might be too real life mad to do it.
I want to lock him in. This makes me want to do is lock him in like 150 of the FanDuel Millie lineups.
I gotta play
one of them, right? Like I gotta play one Herb Smith Jr. team this week.
It can only go up. Can go up.
You can't. Yeah, because everyone's actually be playing Laporta or Hockenson now that Jefferson's out, or Kittle or Goddard. Goddard got target heavily last week. So,
by the way, I've wanted to get this off my chest. My one off-season show was touting Laporta, and Davis was just
not. That's what Davis does, Tuttle. That's what he does.
Just dogging me. Oh, he's got no ceiling. My only off-season tout of the year was Sam Laporta. One for one.
Welcome to my life. I touted Michael Wilson, and it was like touting him over Greg Dortch.
You mean my most drafted player in Best Ball Mania 4, Dave?
Well, yeah. But at that time, though, it was bad. And then the Puka call, like it just doesn't matter. Whatever comes out of your mouth, Davis is going to.
Dave, this is what you have not realized about me. Is that I'm very humble and willing to admit when I'm wrong about something.
You're right.
And I'm incredibly Bayesian with my priors, you know, strong opinions, weakly held. And if someone shows me that I'm wrong, I am more than open to changing my
mind. You have swung way too far in the other direction, Davis. You went from just being like the king of take lock to now like the takes are like sand in the hourglass, like going by. Like the second you have a take, you abandon it. the second no, it doesn't
some of my did, some of my some of my no. huge takes I won't waver on, but if it's an 8% in the 17th round guy, yeah, I'll change my opinion on that pretty fast. But like Tony Pollard and Davante Adams, I'm not changing my opinion on those guys.
You should maybe I did hear though that you reached out to Rick Rowe to try to bury the hatchet, saying that he was actually right about a few things. Is that true?
No, he's never been right about anything. That's the dumbest guy on Twitter.
All right, now we're back. That's the old Davis.
Okay. All right.
We know how to get him back.
FanDuel.com. Let's go ahead. And Pete, you since you can't play on your account, let's just give people what they want as far as you get first pick.
So we didn't get in... we played the Jags passing game in the other lineup. Let's get ETN in over here.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
Pete, where do you think Travis ETN finishes all said and done cumulative fantasy points at the running back position at the end of the year?
Gosh. I think he'll be like a top seven running back.
I think the way it's going, I literally think he's going to finish like fourth because.
Yeah. Remember when we were drafting Bigsby in the ninth round?
Oh yeah,
I was not doing that.
I was remember not, but I do remember you guys doing that. Caught
three passes in one game before.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the crazy thing is he's still not really catching passes. He's running a bunch of routes. He's still not really catching a ton of passes. Well, and he's not even getting goal line carries. He's just scoring from 30 yards out.
Yeah.
All right, Davis.
Do we want to double up on Downs here? He's definitely a worse play. On FanDuel.
He's a worst play on FanDuel.
I am going to go. Oh, I'm going to take Nico. I'm going to take Nico. $6,800 here against the New Orleans Saints. Oh, we already got Irv Smith Jr. preloaded in the lineup, too. Perfect.
Yes.
How far do you think I have to scroll on points per dollar? How many scrolls are here before I get to Irv Smith? He's slightly worse in points per dollar than Robert Tonyan. So we're good to go.
But he's above Taysom Hill. So there
that
you go. Four,
that 4,500 salary floor really opens up a lot here.
It does. Okay. Let's, Pete, you already went. Davis went. Tuttle went. So I guess it's my turn. I'm going to go with.
You need to pull out an Elijah Moore like take here.
No, yeah, I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs.
Close.
A better play on FanDuel.
Yeah.
Devontae is going to be bigly chalk here too because of the price tag.
Is it back to me?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get my jam in. Let's get Cooper Kupp. It's FanDuel. I heard salary is just a figment of the imagination. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, PPR guys are good on FanDuel too because of the half point.
Calling Cooper Kupp a PPR guy is just so slanderous.
Yeah, dude. Come on. It's a 21st century. We've moved beyond race preconceptions here, dude.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Did Soccer Dave pick Josh Jacobs?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We had this conversation 45 seconds ago, Davis. Where were you?
I was typing in the chat.
At least he's leverage. On FanDuel.
Why don't we just play Mac Jones? You know, we're getting leverage on the field, dude.
The Patriots might just be that bad that they could even.
They
make
are
Josh
so
Jacobs
bad,
good.
And again, no one's getting the volume.
Here's another take. I wish I could walk back, but it's out there in the ether. Corain and I talking all offseason about how the Patriots actually having an offensive coordinator might be the tide that lifts all boats, and it turns out that you can't lift a boat that's just got a big fat hole in the hole. You know, it just is what it is.
I also blame all the smug Hunter Henry drafters for calling him the free square for mushing that too.
That'd be me. I should have taken Irv Smith Jr. instead.
don't bash Irv on this team.
Dude, I like if Irv Smith Jr. gets like 17.5 DraftKings points this week, right. I'm gonna be in a bad place.
We have 2 minutes before Dave, or no, we have 17 minutes before Davis has a hard out.
We're not going 17 more.
Well, let me pick defense here. I got a strong take here.
Okay,
let's hear it.
What if defense doesn't matter?
The Vikings offense is just not as good without Justin Jefferson.
Oh
yeah, I love that take.
What if?
I mean, it's like
let's go Bears defense here.
I mean, I think the Tuttle, the issue you're going to have with this, I'm not even saying it's dust in general, but the Vikings are also going to pass way less. Like, this is like, I think people might think this is going to be a fun game.
I don't
game,
know if they have a choice.
It's going
to
be
their
bad.
Running game sucks. They might just have to pass as much.
Plus when they're behind. Because Roshan's running up the.
And if is Fields going to be as mega on FanDuel? I don't know what his price is.
Let me see. Fields. Yes. No, not quite.
He's in the same range.
Because Tua's cheaper.
Okay.
Tua and Hurts are more accessible.
Okay. So have you made a
I've
pick,
done
Davis?
ETN and Cup. Davis did.
Nico.
Uh-huh.
What's our
so Davis on, gets me, one. We got 7K this. Per person.
Seven, yeah, we're good.
So we can't play. Can we play Hurts or is that just stupid?
No, we can play him.
We can make it work.
Let's do
it. It's FanDuel. You can play whoever you want.
You can play whoever you want. Oh, I just got an invite on DraftKings. People are watching, realizing I'm
playing. They heard about Irv Smith that just said over a 109. That's just good marketing, Davis. You just sandbag it, and then you just play for the big 109.
Dude, that's what you think, but this marketing is costing me real American dollars, you know? Like,
that's why you're having to hit up Cam for deposit bonuses.
I'm gonna have to take some money off Underdog and put it on DraftKings. That's exactly what Cam wanted, I'm sure.
All right, do we think that Jeff Wilson will play this week, like any decent number of snaps?
Yes.
I think so.
All right, let's
put him
in.
If he's practicing today, that's a really good sign.
He told the Dolphins beat writers, whenever they choose to activate my practice window, I'm good to go.
Man, we're really going to need some last-second alerts sent out, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Peter will be
if you
that.
If you play
$7,400.
Thielen.
No, Devontae, you stack
more
it.
Than
you Devontae stack
Smith
it.
And Devo and Samuel, burn it
and
down.
And T. Higgins down. And Calvin Ridley and Garrett Wilson and Terry
I'm
McLaurin.
So triggered.
Stack it with Devontae.
Yeah, we get Devontae in there. All right. That's solid. All right, real quick. Tight end takes other than Irv Smith for Tuttle's terrible take. I'm guessing that's your terrible take, Tuttle.
Oh, Kyle Pitts is back and happening, baby. I mean, we
I don't
were,
know about Peter, happening.
Peter, he's back. They put us in the stocks in Town Square to laugh at us. My co-host, on Fantasy Sports Today said, "This is the last week you can bring up Kyle Pitts if he doesn't score." He said, "No more. We cannot do Kyle Pitts in the daily fantasy segment unless he gets 15 points." And I said, you just gotta believe. And I believed, and he did it with like 83 yards.
Is Zach Ertz going to be a thing this week after last week?
You know, he actually lost routes to Jeff Swaim, which feels weird, but it did happen.
You just play our generation Zach Ertz, which is Logan Thomas.
Yep.
11 targets Schultz. Last week. Looked like a beast out there on Thursday night. They were running him like fly routes down the sideline. It wasn't even just dink and dunk stuff.
Pete, I think you're in love with this Washington pass game.
I am. I'm a little Sam Howell bag defending. But yeah, I mean, they're going to sling it. I like it.
Tuttle, I mean, any other
you looked old,
tight ends
though.
That you like?
We're talking Logan Thomas, I assume. Based on the Washington. Yeah.
Buddy, he's looked he's old, he's so old. He's forever. I mean, he's a 33-year-old former quarterback.
Well, he's got also
was he Virginia Tech?
Tons of concussions.
Was
Is
he what,
I remember Virginia Tech. I kind of remember Virginia, playing this guy.
He was a Virginia Tech quarterback. He was drafted as a quarterback. He played quarterback in the preseason a little bit. And then I want to say the Cardinals were the first team to try him out at tight end, and it stuck.
What injury-riddled tight end for Washington am I thinking of with concussions?
Jordan Reed.
Oh, Jordan Reed. Yeah.
He was
a fun one.
That was really before best ball sort of took off, but Jordan Reed would have been a favorite slappy pick in like
ball.
The seventh round. So like people would have just – and then they would have just cried poor when got hurt.
Was Logan Thomas Matthew Berry's number one pick on your draft?
Randomizer.
Was?
Yeah. That was the OG randomizer. Here's a question. Is Sam Laporta still underpriced at 5,600? He probably is.
I just think
Hawkinson's out here at 6,600. At least we could all agree he's massive.
The Lions are just, I mean, the Lions threw 28 forward passes last week. Laporta scored on a trick play. I think that in these games where they are relatively large favorites and they're also so banged up and St. Brown is coming back this week, it feels like the floor is very low. I'm not going to say don't play him.
I think the floor is low.
He got four targets last week.
Yeah, because they didn't need it, but I think they'll get pushed.
Are they going to need it? I mean, if that's your base case. Oh, I need to just rewind. Assuming Mike Evans does not play this week with a hamstring injury, throw Trey Palmer in there as my gold star lock of the week. Favorite play, Trey Palmer.
Okay. What about Goddard under 5K?
No, Goddard week was last week.
You think that's it? They just wanted to appease him?
Yes. Devonta Smith week this week.
Yeah, that's just because it's a rotating
around the carousel.
Didn't we do that with Peyton Manning and the Broncos? It feels
that
like
Eric
did.
Decker
like,
and
yeah, yeah. like someone
that we, was a thing. That Peyton talked about it. That was a thing.
We've been doing this show for so long that Eric Decker's entire career came and went during the Swolecast, and it's over. And Eric Decker is like going to be in the Hall of Fame soon, or at least eligible for it. And the Swolecast is still, and we're still talking about Irv Smith Jr.
Isn't his wife really famous or something?
Yeah, I'm sure she's like some mom influencer. Probably like an that Instagram. 4 billion followers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to play pickleball with Eric Decker.
I think she's a mom influencer.
I'm going to play pickleball with Eric Decker before the year's over.
Picks or it didn't happen.
It's going to happen. Just trust me. All right. I think that's it for the show. Davis, yeah. We got you out by your heart out. Final thoughts?
Trey Palmer, extremely good. Gold star play. Don't be afraid of Jalen Hurts against the New York Football Jets. And Travis Etienne is a better play than Josh Jacobs.
Okay. Tuttle?
I mean, you know the terrible take at this point. It has to be Irv Smith. Smith, bounce back week. The people were asking for the underdog pick after Altmaier last week. We're going to go with Shamari Lawrence over 37.5 rushing yards tonight for Florida International.
Nice. I've got one for those games. Go ahead, Dave.
Shout out to the prop model for crushing on these picks. When I was in Florida and got to play, you're doing good. Like, guys hadn't even heard of for college props. Oh,
tune into some college football tonight if you want guys you've never heard of. Sam Houston State running out their fifth string running back.
Diego Pavia, classic New Mexico State University quarterback.
An NFL prop model. Almost suspended because he peed on somebody else's practice field.
10-1 over the past 3 days, and it's just been crushing this whole season. So shout out to Tuttle and Jimeno and the guys doing the projections and the modeling over there like you usually do. Pete, final thoughts.
Yeah, Kitchen, I just want to tell you it's great to have you back. Don't listen to the haters, man. Elijah Moore is a great play. I think he's locked him across everything you do this week.
Damn. I really hope he goes. I really hope he and Josh Jacobs are in the winning $1 million lineup, because that would
I've got just... Elijah Moore on my most important dynasty team, so I'll be doing a real Larry David face if he goes for like 27
in the
points.
Show
I'll
once
be...
David starts talking about his dynasty team.
All right, that will be it. Appreciate everyone that tunes in. Leave a comment after the show if you would. Just tell us, you know, just how you're feeling, how your mental state is. Who you need this week, that sort of thing. And we just appreciate all of you. So on behalf of these guys, behalf of producer Sosa, we'll see you next week. Have a great week 6. Later.